Texte numéro 1. A Nordic Mystery. In the world's most female-friendly workplaces, executive suites are still male-dominated. The Nordic countries have done more than anywhere else to provide women with equal opportunities. Maternity leave is generous. State provision of childcare is first rate. Female university graduates outnumber males by 6-4. Half of Finland's cabinet ministers and 57% of Sweden's are female. The latest Global Gender Gap Index, compiled by the World Economic Forum, awards the first 5 places to the Vikings. Iceland comes top, followed by Finland, Norway, Sweden and Denmark. The region has also led the world in introducing quotas for corporate boards. But such rules cover only board seats and only at listed firms. Visit a typical Nordic company headquarters and you will notice something striking among the standing desks and modernist furniture. The senior managers are still mostly men. The egalitarian flame that burns so brightly at the bottom of society splutters at the top of business. The WEF ranked Denmark 72nd in terms of the gender gap among senior managers and officials. There may be more women sitting round the table at board meetings, but the person who runs the show is almost always a man. Only 6% of Norwegian-listed firms had a female chief executive in 2013, little better than the 5% of American companies. There is much discussion about why Viking women have failed to crack the glass ceiling. The left reckons they must still be suffering from unconscious prejudice. The right maintains it is a matter of individual women choosing to give priority to their children. Indeed, it is possible that generous social policies can have the opposite result. Studies by Nina Smith, an economist at Aarhus University in Denmark, and others, raise 2 striking possibilities. First, Nordic women may suffer lower earnings later in their careers because generous maternity leave encourages them to take long breaks to raise children earlier on, when male competitors are gaining valuable experience. Second, women trying to climb the career ladder seem to find it harder to afford domestic help than their American equivalents because those generous social policies have to be paid for with high taxes. And when chores cannot be offloaded to domestic staff, working women still have to deal with the time-inflexible household tasks, such as picking up children from school, whereas men do their chores at the weekend. Public sector employers are more inclined to provide female staff with child-friendly hours, ample family leave, and so on, and they have a larger proportion of women bosses than private firms. But the wage structure in such workplaces is much more compressed than in the predominantly male-led private sector. Adapted from The Economist, November 2014.